Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. This altar speaks and imparts God's presence and blessings. Wake up to it daily, first thing in the morning as you wake up. After receiving ministration from Turning Point Audio, then read the Bible study for the day in the Daily Devotional Prayer booklet, also authored by me. Follow the guidelines on reading the entire Bible through systematically in 1 year. Subscribe online. It will be sent to your phone for daily reading and prayers. You can do a yearly or a monthly subscription. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Welcome to Thursday, the 14th in March, 2024. March is our month of breaking all barriers and moving forward. Please open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with amen. I receive it. You are destined for honor, glory, and unusual breakthroughs. Receive them in Jesus' name. The Spirit of God shall come over you this day and lead you in all your ways. There shall be no roadblocks for you. Who is this? You will go far and wide in life. God that dried up the Red Sea and pulled down the strong walls of Jericho for the children of Israel shall lift all physical and spiritual embargoes on your way to progress. Who is this? You look good, happy, rich, and prosperous. You look gorgeous in the eyes of people. They look at you as successful, happy, a person without problems at all. Some people even come to you to beg for money and all the other assistance. But in your own private life, in your heart of heart, you are burning, you are bothered, you are suffocating, you are struggling. You are not what they think you are. Sometimes you cry all alone in your privacy. A woman I'm describing. If this is you, may that narration on you change. Lay your hand on your heart. May that narration change. You will not just look good in the eyes of people. You will live in abundance from now on. Say amen. Who is this? Certain things were done for you when before you were born, even while you are growing up. Certain rituals were performed. Certain dedication by your parents or your guidance. Now, the devil is using those things as inroads into your life to slow you down, bog you down, and make you suffer some things, make you fight unseen battles. If this is you, raise up your right hand as I begin to pray. If this described you, I prophesy what was done then that are now working against you are paralyzed from today. You won't suffer from them anymore. I pray it is harbor undone from today. It is destroyed finally. The snare is broken by fire. I pronounce you escaped. You are from today totally set free. From those encumbrances, you are free. Shout, I am free 3 times. Yes, you are. That affliction will not come back again. All listeners, I speak to your life. Your delayed and denied miracles are hereby released back to you. You will get them in few hours and in few days time. In Jesus' name. Say amen. Everyone, expect changes where you desire them. March 14, celebrant. Your birthday prayers. Open your hands. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live the rest of your life in joy, happiness, comfort, and fruitfulness. And I hear you say amen. Right? We are still teachings in the teachings week, acquisition of knowledge and wisdom to make progress in life. First issue today, please listen and apply. Good morning, Daddy and Turning Point family. Please, sir, what is the difference between a believer and a Christian? Is a devoted child of God a believer or a Christian? Wow. All genuinely, truly born again Christians are believers, but not all believers are Christians. There are so many believers in different deities. A believer is one who believes in something, Oh, for instance, Ifa believers, traditional believers, Muslim believers, so many. But Christians are those who believed in Christ. I think what is confusing you is that there are many who confess that they are believers in Christ, but Christ's character is not in them. Such are Christian believers by mouth only, not in truth or in deed. Don't let such bother you. They are genuine believers in Christ and living a holy and Christ-like life. Next, good day, Daddy. I am 10 years old in marriage, blessed with two lovely children, ages 10 and 8, a boy and a girl. I have a maid who is 14 years old, living with us for 4 years now. We took her as our biological daughter, though we are not related in any way. I got the shock of my life when her class teacher called and told me my husband has been sleeping with her in the past 2 years now, that my girl told her. I confronted my maid, who confirmed and said it is true, and that she was scared, doesn't know how to tell me. I confronted my husband immediately. He has been begging me since then to forgive him. Daddy, what should I do? I am really disappointed with him. I'm in pains, and my heart is broken. Wow, I can imagine your pains. What could have come on him to throw all cautions to the wind and come down so low with a minor? Or are you denying him? I believe you are not. That same man for you, that's what some men will do. And the worst part is that this your husband may even be a Christian, claim to be a Christian. In fact, a worker or a leader in the church. Well, what has happened has happened. You don't want your marriage to break or your children to suffer. Number one, keep this ugly incident away from your kids. Such is not meant for their ears or tender minds. Then send this housemaid away, who is only a teenager, a minor. Then bring your pastor, if you are church people, with a mature pastor, a father pastor, or a mentor into this issue. Let him confess, repent, and take a vow before them never to be this unfaithful to you again before those you both respect and honor. That perhaps will serve as a restraint on him. Then how come that in 2 years you did not pick up the signal of the goings-on? Women are more sensitive and more intuitive than this. Well, your strongest weapon is spiritual warfare battle. Get into spiritual warfare prayers to rescue and deliver your husband from immorality and promiscuity. Don't fight him. Don't hate him. And don't distance yourself from him. Don't send him away to the other women outside. God will help you fight that battle. Try to take it off your mind. Don't let it weigh you down. I know it will not be easy, but with God's grace, you will overcome. Next, good morning, sir. This is a question as well as a confession. I am married to a good wife who is ready for me anytime I want love with her. But in the last 2 or 3 years now, anytime I want her, my manhood will not rise, no matter how much I try. But when I see other women, it will be up and performing well. This had led me to cheating on her. What could be the reason for this experience of mine? Is it physical or spiritual? Wow, it could be psychological or spiritual or both. But I take exemption for you cheating on her. That's not the right way to go. Both of you, since you are husband and wife, should have worked on these things together. Warfare prayers and talk to your doctor. Stop cheating on your wife. Do warfare prayers together. Change your posture and your focus, your mental focus on her. That will also help. Listeners with such experience before, but you have since overcome, please let's have your advice and your counsel for this woman and this couple. Well, we'll continue from here tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Let what is blessing you bless everyone connected to you. Let's bring more people to TPGF Fold. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos. I'm back in Lagos, in Ikeja, waiting for you. TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, be at the Prayer Mountain in Ikeja today. Goshen Land, Living Spring Chapel, opposite Allen Avenue, Ikeja, right on the main road there. The two services, as usual, we hold 7 to 9 a.m., 2 hours, first service. Then 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., another 2 hours, second service. Focus on Prayer Mountain today is forgive us our sins. And once sins are forgiven, miracle doors will open. Most of the miracles Jesus performed in the Bible, all he did was just to say, your sins are forgiven you. Then the lepers are cleansed, blind begin to see, the lame begin to walk. That same power is available. Sins forgiven, Prayer Mountain service today. Don't miss it. These two services we hold simultaneously also at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. Same time, and same prayer focus. It shall be live streamed to all the whole world, so connect from wherever you are. Telephone numbers for more information and direction is Dupe on 0806-478-8392. Start calling, chatting, and SMS now. You will not fail. Please wear your TPGF kits going to Prayer Mountain today. Every one of us, let's obtain our TPGF kit and start wearing them everywhere you are. Let us strengthen this brand and bring more people to TPGF family. It will bless you. Pay your tithe if you have an income lately on which you have not tithe. Sow all the seed, battle seed, thanksgiving seed, partnership commitment seed, your vows, and the seed of free, seed of resurrection and restoration, which we are sowing this month. People are doing it and their heavens are opening. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. If you want us to send you the commission's account, including the PayPal information, send a chat message, or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. That line only. Don't send money to any personal account. We are not the one asking people to send money to motherless babies' home or any orphanage. We don't operate that way. Those are internet fraud. Block them. Have nothing to do with them. I prophesy to everyone's life today, you will see the hand of God mightily like you have never seen it before. You will go forward and never know reduction. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.